Fritz Weatherby is no stranger to milestones. He has 5 Emmys, an honorary doctorate, and perhaps most importantly, his own bobblehead doll. And now he's reached another mark, 1,000 stories in his collections in 1,000 stories through his 8 books, hence the title of his latest collection, Milestone. Fritz Weatherby, it's great to have you here. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, Brady, I couldn't be happier.
So 1,000 stories. What did you think when you first set that goal? And what do you think now that you've reached it?
Well, I had a meeting with George Gears, who's a publisher here in town, Plaid Swede Publications. And I'd been doing these stories, I think, 3 years on Chronicle. He said, why don't we publish some stories? I said, sure. You know, I had my first book. And George said, well, let's do another one. I said, sure. 2 and then 3. And that's what I thought, wow, how many are we doing here? And how many would it take to do 1,000 stories? And would I have covered the entire state with 1,000 stories? Of course I would. And so I began when I was signing my books. I go out and do a little dog and pony show before the signing. And I was saying to people, I would like to get 1,000 stories for, if for no other reason than I have them in the state library, so that years from now, people like you, people who do, who produce and make radio, people who make television, people who put out magazines and newspapers and whatever, you need a lead list. And here, some guy came along and gave you 1,000 leads. That's pretty good. So the other thing is, you know, actors write their name in water, as they say. The stuff you do on the air just goes. So I've got my stab at posterity, as it were.
You must get people coming up to you who will say, that story that happened in my town, I remember hearing it, and I remember some of the people who were involved, and the story winds up being sort of a departure point rather than a finished story.
I think it does. I do. I think it does. I had a friend who died this last spring who I did a story about something we did in our youth. Actually, we built a kind of X-rated snow woman, it was, in the side yard of my parents' house. We were 14 or 13 at the time, and people going by all peeped their horn and whatever, and it was great. And my mother came out and went, what? And she said, you tip that over and you take that down, and tipped it over, only it wouldn't go because it was kind of wedged there, so we had to kick it apart. I felt like I was killing somebody when I did that. It was not good. It was, you know, well, spoiling any work of art that way, that's just not good. But anyhow, Bill McGee called me. He was the guy that was with that. And he read it, and he came up with 5 or 6 other things that we did. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It goes on.
And sometimes those stories that get you in trouble when you're a young man are the stories that everybody loves to hear when you're older.
Absolutely right. And, you know, you tell the truth, and even if it reflects really badly on you, if it's a good story, you get forgiven immediately.
I wanted to ask about a section in the book called The Weatherbys, where you tell some stories about your own family.
Oh, yeah.
It turns out that Fritz Weatherby is not the only Weatherby who has been in the media. There's a great story about your father ending up on television.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Dad got down on Channel 5. They had a time where they were going to do makeovers for the ladies that watch, because that's who watches in the morning. Well, they thought that. My father wrote them a letter and said, you know, you're being sexist. I could do with a makeover. They brought him in. He came in looking. He looks like he lived in the woods, because he lived in the woods. And they took him and they trimmed his beard up and got him a beautiful suit, shoes, even a manicure. I mean, he was there and he just shone. But the thing that was wonderful about it was that a lot of people that he had gone to UNH with and high school with and been around all these years saw him, knew he was alive, and there it was. And he made a whole lot of connections, remade them, including a girlfriend that he had some years before. And they hooked up again together.
As I'm sure you know, there are quite a few people in the state who now do impressions of Fritz Weatherby.
They do. Yes, I at a gas station not 2 days ago, somebody came out. He said, I've been at a Christmas party. I just did an impression of you. I said, do it. He said, I'm Fritz Weatherby. I said, boy, that's great. It was not great. However, there are some people, 5, 6 of them around. You know, it's not, I couldn't tell it wasn't me. There are some really good impressions.
Do you do any impressions of anybody?
I don't. I'm
busy being you.
I guess. No, I don't have the talent. It's not because I'm better. It's because I'm worse. You know, there's only so much you can do.
I think you still sound plenty like Fritz Weatherby.
Yes, I do. Or sometimes I sound better than Fritz Weatherby.
Well, yes. Fritz Weatherby, it has been a pleasure having you with us. Thanks for coming in today.
Well, thank you, Brady.
Fritz Weatherby's latest book is called Milestone. This Saturday, he'll be at Toadstool Bookshop in Keene. You can find more information at nhpr.org.